Please welcome Connor Hall.
So I didn't know I would be telling this story tonight, but when I got here, there was like this story inside of me that had to come out, and it involves the Peace Corps. And so I did the Peace Corps. I was in Peace Corps Swaziland. But after you get back from Peace Corps, you have so many stories. And you want to tell everyone everything that you ever did. And so it got to the point where I'd tell my friend, when I was in Peace Corps, you were in Peace Corps? I didn't know that. Can you tell me more about that? Sorry. But you guys can't tell me to say that, so you're all mine now. So it's a great opportunity for me to share a few of my stories, and every single one of them involves me being a fish out of water. But in a way, it was kind of being a fish in water, because in Peace Corps, you talk about the analogy of being in a fishbowl. You're the only one in your community who's white, and you're the only one in your community who doesn't speak Siswati, and you're the only one who is not from Swaziland and wasn't born in Swaziland. So everyone's looking in at you, and you're a fish, and you're looking around. Why is everyone looking at me? It's not the most fun thing. But there's a few stories that really stood out in my mind when I saw the theme of fish out of water. And I'm not a religious person, but Swaziland is 98% Christian. So to be a part of the community, you have to go to church. And so I went to church a few times. And it's really funny, when you go to Peace Corps, you get trained for the first 2.5 months. Very intense training program where you learn the language, you learn the culture, you learn more of the language, you learn about project development, and you learn more about the language. So me, with my 2.5 months of Siswati training, I knew how to say hello. I knew how to say, where's the bathroom? And like, I'm from America. Well, I knew a little bit more than that. But it was a funny thing being in church, because the people that spoke in church, I could just tell they were so eloquent and so passionate about what they had to say. And people beside me were crying and screaming out and just feeling the spirit. And for me, I didn't really get much of that, because there's a lot of clicks and noises, and like different types of noises in Siswati. So if I were to translate what I heard to you guys in English, it would be like, click noise, blessing, click noise, happiness, click noise, Jesus. And then Matthew 10 through 15, stuff like that. So it was a really interesting experience being in there. And then people asking me, do you know what they're saying? I'm like, yeah, a little bit, you know. I could follow along, but not even really following along. But let's see. The next experience was when I had... So in my homestead, I lived with my host mother. My host father came home on weekends, and I had 3 host brothers who were young. And we had a lot of eggs. We had eggs. That was mostly our only protein. There was chickens everywhere, but we never ate them because they laid the eggs. But I told my mage, my host mom, I want to have some chicken. And she said, okay. But she said, okay, you can slaughter it, or bulala, which is kill or slaughter. And I said, okay. And it was really scary. But of course, at that point, my host brother knew how to work my phone, and he was taking a video of me. And I was so horrified the whole time, because I never knew how much energy was inside of a chicken. and how like warm and kind of supple the body was. And so she was just like, take the knife, take the head. And she held the body for me. And she's like, just saw back and forth. So I was doing it. But the funny part is that I was so horrified. I blocked it all out kind of. But after I watched the video, like the next day, my host mother was just like, so smiley, like, and this is the greatest experience. And I'm over there like, So it just, the look on her face of like, I'm teaching my American how to harvest a chicken. And then it's just me dying. But so another fish out of water experience there. And the last one, there's many more, but the last one involved where we got our water. We got our water from a big green thing, cylindrical jug, had 200 liters in it, but it only got filled up maybe once a month. But there was one point when it didn't get filled up for a month, and so we had to go to the river and wheelbarrow our water, and it was really difficult. And so I usually didn't do it that often. So there was points when I would be using the water that I used to boil my hard-boiled eggs in to bathe in that night. But when I was extremely conscious of how much water I was using, and I probably bathed like once a week at that point. But the day that the man that came and filled up the water tanks, that he came that morning, and that night, I felt like the richest man in the world, just because we had so much water, and I took the best bucket bath ever taken in Swaziland. And it just made me think that I would never feel poor again or anything lacking for money when I came back to the US if there was just water coming out of the faucet. But so picture me in my bucket as a fish in the water, enjoying all the wonderful warm water that I had made.